Hello, friends, and welcome to Brazenly Shady. My name is Shazen Pages, and I'm one of your co-hosts. If you're a fan of chopping it up with your girlfriends while engaging in real, raw, and raunchy conversations, then buckle up and get comfortable because Brazenly Shady is definitely the podcast for you. Join me and my co-host, Sharonda Isadora, for bi-weekly episodes as we discuss all things romance with a dose of drama, tarot, and lipstick. Where you going? You ain't going nowhere. Tune in with us, guys. I promise you, you won't regret it.
Hello, 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 hello. It is Brazenly Shady, the podcast. And we're back, bitches. I'm Sharonda. And
shit, finally. I'm teaming. We back. It's been a long time. Finally.
Y'all should see my face. I was like,
I mean, it's been a long time. We've been MIA for months. So it's like,
was that a little bit shade towards me? I know I fucked up.
Was it shade? Was it really shade or was it just facts? It's been a while. It's not like hit dogs is hollering. That's all I'm saying.
I'm the dog that's being hit.
Bam. That's the car hitting you. Bam. Hit dogs.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
Hit dogs been hollering all week, boo. All week.
Okay, yeah. It's my fault.
I wouldn't say it's your fault. It's the universe's fault because things have been out of alignment for the past couple months. And yeah, and I've just been...
It is my fault as well because life has like just a little bit personal, you know. I don't like to give y'all too much personal because, life has taken a little rough turn for me. So I had to, take on a little extra job, and that has been affecting a lot of things, but mainly my reading and this podcast and, you know, once I could get everything aligned, right, it will be better. But listen, when there's a will, there's a motherfucking way, and I will always find a way. And here we are. Man, it took a little minute, but here we are. So, yeah.
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a step. Yeah, child. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
All right. Damn, we even got to add to the playlist. God damn.
Try again, by Aaliyah. Jesus. I'm fighting for my life.
Fighting, bitch. Fighting.
I got hands, though.
I know that.
All right.
Hey. But, so we're here to talk about a couple of books. One is a review request. Always shout out to Alicia Weathers Gray because she's always sending us requests.
She really always sends us books, and I appreciate that because we really don't get a lot of review requests. You know why? Because I feel like authors are against, and I would say against, some of them are afraid to receive critical and honest reviews. And Alicia Weathers Gray continues to send us her books regardless.
Regardless. And I have a whole lot of respect for her for that. And, this book that we're going to talk about, this is like one of the longest books that we have talked about.
This series.
From her catalog.
And, I think it's the, yeah. Is it the Kennedy, the Kendall siblings.
The Kendall siblings.
And
this
is one of her longer series where the books are over 100 pages. Shit, I'll say over 80 pages because her books are 80 and below usually. And that's why I be running through them shit because you know me, I'm a novella. Give me a novella any day.
Hello, Christ. I'm about to sin again.
Yes, give me a novella any day and I would eat them up.
Okay.
But... So.
But yeah, at the end of it all, yeah, shout outs to her because she's always sending us requests, and I appreciate that.
Because she ain't scared. She ain't never scared, like Bone Crusher say.
I ain't never scared.
That's what I'm saying. The rest of y'all scary ass punks. So now I'm playing. Am I though?
She not really. But so this book we're going to talk about today is 91. This is Olivia Kendall's story. And she is, I believe she's the oldest?
I think she's the middle sister. Is she? She's the middle sister. She's the middle sister.
So the thing is with the Kendalls have always been about their business. They all have their own separate businesses. And Olivia owns a restaurant.
Yes.
Olivia owns a restaurant. And we go into her story. And here she meets Lance, who has recently came home from
the big house.
He came from the big house, the shackles. Okay,
free meals from the government.
Three food. I don't know why that tickled me so bad. But Lance has decided to. Lance is on his grind. He owns a car detailing service now. And, you know, he about his work, and he runs into Olivia at the supermarket.
And she gives him her middle name. She gives him a fake name. Well, I wouldn't say fake name because that is her name. It's just not her.
Right. Person,
you know?
Right. And, you know, she gives him, like, a fake name, fake number sort of situation. And the story goes from there. He's instantly like drawn to her, and Olivia's like on her, like, you know, strong black woman shit. She don't need no man shit. And even though when she sees Lance, she's like, ooh, who that? What's going on there? But, you know, so the story goes from there. And then he runs into her again when he actually goes to pick up some food from him and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds out the restaurant that he goes pick the food up from, she actually owns. And the story goes from there. Because she can't avoid him no more. Okay. And yeah.
For this book to have been one of the longest, because I think this was like 150 something pages. This book to be one of the longest books that she had, it was missing so many details. And this is a very big issue for me when I feel like authors tell me more than what they are showing me. Like, instead of writing the scenes on page, you tell me what happened. Like, I did not like Olivia. She was very, very annoying, and I feel like her communication was flawed. She expected to know exactly what it was that she was saying and what she wanted. And I'm like, no, you can't expect that. You need to open up your mouth. How about you open up your mouth and you communicate to him? And this, there were a lot of details that the author should have put on page that she didn't. And then that led to unnecessary details. So you providing us with details we really don't care to see, because I really didn't see their relationship. I really didn't see them, this bond that they created. I didn't get to see it because it was so many unnecessary dialogue in there.
Right. No, I agree. I feel like, so we, what I feel like we didn't get was them actually seeing them date on page, right?
None.
Because they met at the supermarket. She refused to give him her number and da 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 da, right? Like I said earlier, then he runs into her again at her restaurant. And he's still trying. And I think the issue with Olivia was, like I said, she was on her strong black woman shit. And I feel like that was kind of like I don't want to say excuse, but I do feel like it was kind of like a issue for her to use to not go into another relationship, because then we kind of find out that she had a past relationship that didn't go too well, and now she's holding that against, kind of sort of holding that against all other men. And
yeah.
It's like, I'm not a fan of that, because it's like, okay, bitch, move on. You know what I mean?
But move, bitch, get out the way. Now I'm playing, get out your own way.
I mean, that's just how I am in real life. That's how I'm in. Like, bitch, okay, get over it. Like, I understand, grieve, be mad, tear some shit up, fuck some shit up, whatever. But all right, let's move on, okay? But I think she used her past situation as a device to kind of like push Lance away. So we didn't, like Tamer said, we didn't get a whole lot of communication because she expected Lance to know all these things and understand all these things, but she wouldn't explain anything. And I was like, girl, what? So there's that. And I think the other thing that clouded us not seeing the growth between them was the situation with his parents.
And that's part of the unnecessary dialogue that I was talking about, because first of all, his dad was friggin' very clingy. And I was like, why was his dad so clingy? His dad was like an annoying freaking, what I want to say?
Girlfriend.
An annoying pimple where you know that when you're watching Pimple Popper, so you got to take the sack out. You know that when you don't take the sack out, the pimple just keep coming back. That was his dad. Just annoying. Just showing up and wanting time and not taking into consideration that this man has a life. His dad was friggin' clingy. And then his dad, it's a situation where his dad was like, oh, your mom isn't with us. And I'm thinking the bitch dead.
I think for a lot of readers, we all took it as like, okay, his mother is dead. But then we kind of find out the mother's not dead because the situation pops up where a woman actually comes to Lance's shop to get her husband's car detail. And we kind of find out that's his mom. I feel like that was such an unnecessary, like, I understand her trying to finagle her way in her son's life if her and the father had an issue, but I don't know. It kind of just felt a little bit unnecessary to me.
It don't have nothing to do with these niggas falling in love. Why is we here? Yeah. Instead of giving us the mama and her shit, you could have given us them falling in love. I mean, developing their relationship. And then the thing about it is that you introduced the storyline and then you didn't complete it because, one, there was not a conversation with his dad as to why his dad led him to believe that his mom was alive and she was, I mean, dead and she was still alive. Like, why do you think just because the woman decided that she didn't want to be a housewife, that does not mean that you keep her away from her son? She don't want to be there cleaning up after your ass. That ain't mean. Now, granted, she did leave. But when she decided that she wanted to come back to develop a relationship with her son, you should not have blocked that.
Yeah.
Give her a chance to hang herself. Because niggas will hang themselves.
Because I feel like if that situation was reversed and that was a woman that did that to a man, it would have been like, oh, how dare you, right? But it was okay for this man to keep his son keep his son away from his mother because he didn't like the fact that she didn't want to be a housewife. It's not like the woman said she didn't want to be in a relationship with you, because at the end of the conversation, when her and Lance finally have a conversation, his mother ended up telling him, I love your father. I always loved your father, always wanted to be with him. I just didn't want to be a housewife. And that man literally watched her walk out the door because she didn't want to be no housewife. Like, how do you give up a whole relationship and marriage because the woman you in love with didn't settle for one damn thing? Like, that's crazy to me. And then you let your son believe that she was dead. And then when Lance confronted him, he's like, I never said your mother was dead, but you didn't say she wasn't.
Yeah, I just said she's not with us. I'm like, nigga, if you tell me somebody ain't with us, they dead. They dead.
Like, you literally led this boy to believe that his mother was dead. And then you had this boy not hating his mother. It's just like, when she tried to come back, and then that she said, I tried to get back in contact with you, but your father said no. That's crazy. That is crazy.
That conversation took up way too much time away from the couple.
Yeah, and I feel like it messed up the development of a relationship between Olivia and Lance, because again, like I said, we didn't get enough scenes of them actually getting to know each other. It was like they were not together, then they weren't, especially from someone coming from Olivia, who kept saying that I guess the next relationship she wanted to go into, it was something that she wanted to go into authentically and have conversations and stuff. Yeah. But we didn't see that between her and Lance. It was like, oh, baby, I love you and I want to be with you, which is perfectly fine. But I feel like sometimes with a lot of these things that, with a lot of themes that go on in these books, we need actual conversations to be seen on page. And we didn't get that.
And I think her novellas work. Her novellas are good. But the right. only thing that they're missing is that fleshed out scenes.
Right.
I think yeah. I think with her adding more pages, she probably thought that she had to add in a shock factor for the more right. pages, but she really didn't need to. She should have just fleshed out the scenes, and it would have been, I would have enjoyed it more with, because you created, you introduced the storyline that you didn't even complete.
Yeah.
So it's like, why are you here, ho? That's what I'm thinking like.
Yeah. Yeah, because we actually needed a conversation. We needed a conversation between them about their relationship and about his past and about her, why she was so hesitant to go into a new relationship with some, you know, with people and things like that. We needed that. It was like, I feel like we should have gotten some type of date in between them, because remember, they started off with her, with him kind of like popping up at her house. And she kept saying, oh, we're just friends. We're just friends. It's not that serious. And her sister, even her sister was calling her out like, girl, the fuck? This man is coming up. This man is popping up to your house. Y'all having fucking date nights. And you're talking about friendships. This isn't fucking friendship, bitch. This is date nights.
So much coming happened. Over to your house. So much happened that we didn't even get to see. It's like
right.
this moves at the speed of light. Right. We didn't get to see it, but yet we get all this information about his mama and the daddy. Ain't nobody care about that shit. I mean, I didn't.
I mean, I feel like if you're going to add the backstory of the situation with his parents, then you need to make this book longer, because then we need, okay, yeah, give us the situation with his parents, but also, the situation with his parents did not tie into how Lance viewed his romantic relationships, right? Because then that would be like if we went into the book and we got a character that was kind of like hesitant with dealing with romantic relationships because of, you know, maybe he had like mommy issues or daddy issues or some shit like that. But Lance had no problems with that. So his parents' situation had no bearing on how he went into this relationship with Olivia. Lance kind of went into that relationship head on. Like, I want a relationship. I don't want to be out here playing no motherfucking games, girl. I'm all in. It was Olivia that was bullshitting around, obviously, if we going to be motherfucking real about the real. You know what I'm saying? So... yeah, so I just feel like his parents' situation had no bearing on what was happening with his current relationship. And I ain't even gonna lie, I thought his father was a little bit jealous of him in the beginning when he started this relationship off with Olivia. But I seen she kind of like dropped it, because when Olivia showed up to the house, he was like, oh, you know, the father was like, it kind of made like this father would seem like he was okay with his son going to a romantic relationship, but kind of sort of nada. Because no. It's like, why are you showing up at this boy house all unannounced and he got a woman there? Like, sir, what are you doing? Go find some pussy to play around in or something. I don't know. Like, it was weird. His father was weird. I don't know. And then I also wanted her to explain why the mother ended up going to Olivia as well. And that wasn't fleshed out as well in the story, because the mother ended up going to Olivia, thinking like she wanted Olivia to cater this event for her. And then she ended up spilling the beans to Olivia, like, no, I was just fucking around. That's my son.
But we ain't get that conversation, because how right. did Olivia even know? Right.
So we needed all of that. So I feel like all this extra shit that went on between the parents probably didn't need to be there if you wasn't going to make this book a little bit longer. And you could have gave us more situations, because I wanted to see Olivia actually confess to Lance, like, hey, your mom came to me. Because remember, she was telling her brother and sister, like, hey, I found his mother. And it was like, well, how you find his mother, but his mama dead? You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of stuff that was, like, introduced but wasn't fully explained. Pretty much what Tamar said. So, yeah. I think this would have been a better book if a whole lot of conversations and that were started were fully fleshed out. And I feel like the situation with his parents should have been a background story, right? It should have been something that could have been, like, not as fully, like, on page as it was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Unless, again, like I said, unless this was going to be a full-length book, which it wasn't. This was novella land. So if it wasn't going to be a full-length book, we could have left the whole situation with his parents out, because his father was wilding. I was like, dude, you mad at this woman because she wanted to be a housewife? Like, the fuck is wrong with you?
Daddy needed his ass whooped or tapped a few times.
I'm still mad at the father, because I'm like, you literally let this woman walk out of this boy's life. And when she tried to come back, you told her no because she didn't want to be.
But he couldn't stop her from walking out. He couldn't stop her from walking out. And I don't think he walked. She walked out on the son. I really think she just didn't want to deal with him.
Right.
Controlling her, trying to stop her from following her dreams and her aspirations. I think that's what it was.
Right.
I don't think he really walked out of. On her son, but he probably gave her an ultimatum to make it seem like if you leave, you gotta leave him too. You understand? So it's like,
yeah, it was a fucked up situation, and I would have loved to have seen like a fuller conversation between Lance and his mother on page about, you know, the growth of their relationship after that. And I'm not saying that he had to forgive his father. He didn't have to forgive his father. But I think for a situation like that, women are held to a much harsher standard. And I feel like he forgave his father way too easy. Because it's like you literally kept this child away from his mother. Because like I said, if the situation was reversed, it'd be some bullshit. Like, oh, she just a bitter baby mama, and she just kept her son away from his father. Okay, so what if the situation were reversed like this, where this man literally kept this child away from his mother because she didn't want to be his housewife. She didn't want to clean his dirty drawers. Like, you know? So I would have liked to have seen, if you're going to make this the length that you made it, I feel like it should have been a little bit more. I would have loved to see, as far as the romantic aspects of this book, I would have loved to see more of a development between Lance and Olivia of their relationship. I feel like we did not get that because we had so much convolution. And then we also had it where they were both, mainly Olivia, way too much inside their heads about, you know, a relationship and how, you know, she decides to be with Lance and how this is gonna be and da-da-da. It's like,
I ain't like her. I'm sorry.
She, yeah. So, you know, it's not a bad story. Just, you know, need some work here and there, in my opinion.
Just need more on page scenes, you know.
Yeah, more on page scenes. And I feel like the situation with the parents, if you're going to make that a background issue, make it a background issue. Don't make it a main issue.
And I think the author was still writing in her novella voice, where she had to make it quick, not realizing that she had the extra pages to actually give us more about this couple.
Yeah, we definitely needed more between Lance and Olivia. I think that was the main issue, because I feel like with a lot of romances, when we have backstories, the backstories tend to overtake the actual romance. And we're not here for the backstory. We're here for the fucking romance. We're here for the fucking.
Possible to have a side, to have another storyline, and both of those storylines be complete. I just, it's
But your sideline and your backstory should not overpower your romance. That's what I feel like. If I'm reading a romance, I'm not here. You know, if you got a backstory, okay, fine, whatever. But I'm here for the romance. I'm here for the fucking. I'm here for the romance. I'm here to see this couple overcome whatever type of obstacles they got. And let's get it together. Because I feel like at the end of the day, Olivia and Lance didn't really have any obstacles to overcome. Olivia was just being Olivia.
True.
Which was kind of sort of what most people in relationships, they can be fucking annoying sometimes because you're letting your past shit take over what could be a good, you know, a good situation. It's like, bitch, get out your fucking head and let's fucking go.
True.
But I ain't knocking this story.
No.
I'm not knocking this story at all. That's it. That's all I got. That's all the fuck she wrote. All right. So, as always, thank you to Alicia Weathers Gray for supporting this podcast by sending us, you know, copies of her books. We appreciate you, girl.
Okay, so our second book will be...
Move on to this bitch-ass book that Tamar asked me to read.
What? Anyway, second book is Sex and Rescue by A. Blossom. This is a novella length, and it's the first book from the author. This is her debut book. I don't know what happened just now.
What happened, girl?
I don't know. My tongue got tied up in these rubber bands in my mouth. This is her debut book.
You need for me to take over?
Probably.
Motherfucking God. All right, so this is Miss Blossom's debut novel. It is
I'm sorry.
She said, I'm sorry. It's all right, friend. I got you. It is Sex and Rescue by A. Blossom, which is her debut novel. Or novella-length book.
Okay. I think I got my tongue unwinded from the... Yeah. Okay. So, I enjoyed this book.
I have thoughts, but you start first.
We both have thoughts, okay? But for her debut novella, mm-hmm. I thought she did a great job. I thought the pacing was fine. I thought, you understand, I thought the sex, the in chemistry was there for a first, for a debut novel. I thought it was fine. And this is like a second chance, forced proximity. So you have Lennox and Romello. They're two ex-lovers. They find themselves reunited on the day that Lennox was set to marry another man. There's still love. There's still bitterness, chemistry, tension, angst, whatever y'all want to call it. It's still there. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. thick as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. I can agree to that.
You are like, what are you going to do? How are you going to act when you are stuck with the one man who you feel that can move your body, command your body like a damn puppet? Like, how are you going to act with? Hush, Sharonda. Okay. This book is short,
mm-hmm.
sexy,
mm-hmm.
and it's spicy. I liked how both of them communicated and they sort of took responsibility for their actions and understood that they both played a part in the demise of their relationship. Sharonda, please. This is why we have thoughts.
Did they?
I personally feel like Rome is a good one because I would have tell Lennox, carry your whole ass and keep it pushing. You understand what I'm saying? I would have told, like I said, when I wrote my review, I said Rome is a good one because if it was me, I would give her my ass to kiss. But you cannot help who you love. Wish the story was longer because a lot of resolution was not provided. I needed to see certain things on page. Situation with bitch ass Trevor, I needed to see that on page.
Yeah, he was a bitch ass. He was.
But like yes. I said, for her debut novella, I am very impressed with this book. It did need extra, little extra cushion for the pushing, like people would say. I know that was so inappropriate, but that just came out of my mouth. It
I needed, think there was a lot of extra cushion for pushing going on. It needed more details.
It needed more details. Okay. And I feel like if it was like, even it could have been like five more pages just to give us a little bit more details, I feel like this would have been a great novella. But I am impressed the way that she wrote this book for her debut novel.
Okay.
And yeah, let's hear what Sharonda has to say, because we do share thoughts.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it. Go ahead, girl.
Okay.
Look at her face.
Okay. All of those things, right? Okay. Here's the thing that my good girlfriend has refused to leave out.
Okay.
I don't know if she did on purpose or whatever, but Lennox was fucking Romello's
best. I purposely left that out so that we can talk about it.
Okay. I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that.
Love my drink.
Okay, two. Okay.
She was loving the crew. She was loving the crew. She was loving the crew.
She was a skank. Okay.
Yeah.
Two. Right. Now, when we go inside this story, right, she is crying over this man who is her ex that she loves so much, best friend, right? She's crying over this man because, of course, she was about to marry him. He was a piece. She found out he's a piece of shit. He was fucking somebody on their wedding day, right? On their engagement or whatever.
At the New Year's party. See that, where you go.
Whatever.
At the New Year's party.
That's what you get, bitch, because you're nasty. But anyway.
Okay, yeah. For sure, right. Two things can happen at once.
What do you mean?
Two things can happen at once. She could be crying because the man who she's going to marry ain't shit. And she could still be in love with her first love.
Kiss my ass, no.
It happens. Oh. It happens. Niggas be with somebody, but okay. They still in love with other people. It happens. Two things can happen at once. I'm not going to dispute the fact that she was fucking the homie. It was wrong. She shouldn't have been fucking the homie, because when your mind is in a bind, you don't jump on homie's dick. You don't do that.
You don't do that.
We know that.
And I'm not saying that she had to wait for Romello because he was wrong. He fucked up, right? But really, the friend?
Let me tell you something.
No, I don't want to hear that shit of how she came at the end when her and Romello had the conversation. I was young. I was very vulnerable.
Girl, yeah, get the fuck. Sharonda. Niggas be vulnerable all the time. Niggas be vulnerable, Sharonda.
No, because if the situation was reversed and he fucked her friend, the bitch would have been mad. Fuck out of here with all that.
Of course. And you don't think Romello was mad? I felt that he didn't drag her enough, but he dragged her.
He had been Romello's mama. You're not fucking with that bitch no more. Fuck her. No. She fucked your best friend. Fuck that. At the time. And not, I won't even say best friend, because when we're reading the story, Romello comes to say that they were cool. He felt like old bitch ass Trevor was kind of like latching on to him because Romello was the cool kid on campus.
This is why I said we needed more details, because that's why I said
it doesn't matter.
Let me talk. That's why I say it should have been longer, because if it was longer, then the author could have provided us with a backstory on their relationship, on their friendship.
Which
is, at the end of the day, she is still wrong. I'm not negating the fact that she is still wrong, but maybe Lennox. Maybe Romello painted the picture that they were best friends.
I know you're not about to get no excuse for this whole ass.
No, I'm not.
I know you're not about to get no excuse for this whole ass. She was a hoe.
She was wrong. She did some hoe shit. You understand what I'm saying? She did some whole shit.
Listen, let me tell you
something. She did some whole shit.
At the end of the day, all I'm saying is, if a man has fucked his girl's best friend or somebody she was acquaintances with, we be on that nigga's neck. I'm on this bitch neck. I ain't letting her breathe. I'm gonna choke her out. Fuck her.
You know what? Maybe. I'm fucking.
I'm gonna choke her ass out. No,
like I said,
you don't get to play motherfucking victim. She was about to marry this man, Tamer.
Okay. Later. I mean, niggas, bitches make mistakes every day, B.
Oh, bitch, that was a mistake of a mistake. She was gonna marry this motherfucker. And she had. Okay. If she had found out he was.
Nobody is perfect.
Oh, if I was Ramel, I would ran up in that bitch and shot all them bitches out. What the fuck you talking
about?
Nobody
is perfect, we all fall short of the glory of dog meat. Wait, we all fall short of the glory meat. Stop playing.
Using this shit, I'm over it.
I'm just saying. Bitches be vulnerable every day, B. Bitches makes mistakes every day, B.
Whatever.
Bitches hop on their friend, they boyfriend's friend dick every day, B. Shit happens. It happens, babe. I don't know. But let's not forget that he withheld information from her. Like, if you were so in love, why you ain't tell me you was this big kingpin, babe? Why are you leaving out information? They both was wrong.
Okay, since we want to give bitches excuses, what he said? He wanted to keep her safe because he already knew she was one of them girls, right? And what her daddy do? Her father literally came in there and fucking told her, you're gonna divorce this motherfucker, right? Because at the end of the day, her and Romello was married, but the father dissolved the situation because Romello got caught. Okay? So, no, I'm not excusing Lennox. Lennox was a whiny ass. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck her. Fuck her. Fuck her. Fuck her. No. I'm not giving her no excuses. I'm not giving her no passes. Because at the end of the day, if she wouldn't have had a caught Trevor's bitch ass cheating, she would have married him. No, I'm over it. Big time. Fuck it.
Wanda.
And then the situation where Romello was fucking his sister's best friend, and then he dragged this girl had a fucking kid and he was playing motherfucking fake ass baby daddy with the kid. Romello needed his ass. Now I'll give him an ass beating on that, because you don't play with motherfucking Pete. You don't play with women's feelings, especially when they have kids and you want to be fucking pretend daddy, but you don't want to be pretend daddy. So I would get in his ass about that situation. I needed her to be a little bit more I needed her to explain that situation a little bit more to me, but I ain't giving Lennox no motherfucking pass, because she was full of shit. And then had the fucking nerve. Okay, and that also brings up a conversation.
Are you done?
No, okay. I'm not. Thank you.
All right.
Then had a fucking nerve to be fucking mad at Lennox when she saw the sister's friend texting his phone talking about some, oh, he's married, he's got a kid. And bitch, so what? You was about to get fucking married, ho ass skank.
Okay. So she don't want to deal with no married man.
Tamer, get out my face with all of that. No. She don't get no passes. I'm over
it. She don't want to deal with no married man. I'm with her. I don't want to deal with no married man. If we say we're going to make this work and we're going to move forward, they can tell me if you married or not. I don't want to deal with no married man.
They just met in the goddamn elevator after not seeing each other for 5 goddamn years. He ain't had a chance to tell her nothing.
It don't matter.
How pissed off he was with her.
It don't matter.
What?
He was in my guts. So at this point.
And she gave him the guts. So whatever. She gave him the guts. Whatever. Take it and shut up, ho. Talk about something. Girl, bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, so we see how Sharonda felt about the female main character in this book.
I ain't like her whiny, big-ass head ass, but go ahead.
But anyway.
But at the end of the all, yes, this was a good story. It had good one bit kind of, well.
That's all I was trying to get you to say to the audience, that the story was good. You come with all of this. Ain't nobody gonna hear that.
The story could have been good, but the fucking female character was still full of fucking shit. She was full of shit.
It's a high possibility that she was full of shit, but you know what?
A high possibility.
People make mistakes, B. Every day, B.
Every day, bitches make mistakes like that. You just laying on your friend's dick by mistake.
You know how many times I've slipped up on dick? Come on, man. Let's be for real.
Your friend's dick?
No.
Your husband's friend dick?
No.
Right. Okay.
I mean,
I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm done. This conversation is over for me.
Well, anyway.
In your way.
I felt that. She had whole tendencies, but don't we all?
Yeah, we have it all. Yeah, we
boom.
All have
that's all I want. But for a debut, Miss Blossom, Miss A. Blossom did her thing for her debut. And I, go ahead, Sharonda.
Oh, girl, I'm going to say you did your thing because you got me and Tamer going back and forth. You got Tamer defending your whole ass female character.
Because, niggas do shit like this every day. And in
oh,
these,
my God.
No, I'm serious. In these books, these girls be forgiving these niggas. So I'm like, you know what? Get your lick back, sis. That's how I look at it. It is what it is.
Because the man went to jail?
You know what? And this is what I'm saying. This is why I need to be longer because I needed to see what happened to Trevor, bitch ass. Like, if you know, and that's another thing. If you know Trevor and his daddy laundering money, why the fuck you ain't calling the cops on this nigga?
Kay. That's all I got. That's all I got. I had to change my background on this shit because the bitch.
Why you ain't calling the cops on this nigga?
You knew that Trevor and his daddy was doing some motherfucking whole shit. But then you got nerve to have a grudge against Romello? Because he ain't tell you the truth about him being the kingpin. But you knew you worked for his daddy and his daddy was fucking laundering money, bitch. Liddy, get the fuck out my face. No. No, and you giving this whole excuses. I'm over it.
All I'm saying is, under duress, we make decisions.
Under duress.
I'm weak right now. I'm laughing at myself.
Are you about to make this?
All I'm saying is, in the heat of the moment and in times of friggin' traumatic stress, you make decisions that you think about it and you be like, yo, this is some fucked up shit. But
y'all
need to see my face right now.
Y'all need to see my face right now. Because I know you lying. I know you motherfucking lying right now.
I'm just saying.
She knew her soon-to-be husband and her future father-in-law were laundering money. But she couldn't get past Romella lying about to her about being a drug kingpin. Huh?
Sharonda, you're worrying about the wrong thing.
Oh, I'm worried about the wrong thing. Okay. All right. You know what, A. Blossom? I'm going to give you your motherfucking... I'm going to give you a hand clap right now. Because you got me and my podcast mate going at it. But the fact that you got this lady excusing this whole ass heifer.
I'm just saying, is she a hoe though?
She a hoe.
Okay.
She a hoe. In my eyes, she a hoe. Okay, she was a virgin when she met Romello. She's still a hoe. Cause hoes just don't die. Cause good, clean Christian women don't hop on their best friends, on their husband's friend's dick. Okay.
Well, he doesn't forgive her, so you can let this go.
Oh, I gotta let it go. I ain't never gonna let it go. But you know what? It is what it is. She can do whatever with her whiny ass. Romelo, I was just so young and so innocent and stupid. I ain't know. And my father knew, they pressured me. They told me, shut up, ho.
Well, Blossom, A Blossom, I enjoyed the book. It was a lot of cool loving in there, but you know what? Shit happens.
Mm-hmm. Shit happens. Okay. That's what she gonna give me. All right. Anyway. That is our books for this episode.
Ooh, what a... This last one was very... It was intense.
It was very heated. Huh?
It was intense. Sharonda, why you got... Sharonda, it was intense.
Because I had to let the people know how I felt about this hoe. She's a hoe.
Okay, girl.
Any old way. And like I said, she had to wait for a mellow ass, but his friend, or his semi-friend, whatever, girl. Well, whatever. Oh, any old way. We thank y'all so very much.
All right, guys. But we missed you. And thank you for chilling with us, even though Sharonda is flawed in her discussion. Ooh. But anyway, I had a great time.
I think I was very valid in my decision, in my choice.
Were you, though?
Oh, yeah, I was.
Okay.
Anyway. Y'all see how she be fucking with me, right? All right. Cool. All right. Woo! It's so good to be back. Until the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. If you're here, we thank you so very much. Make sure you're tuning in for bi-weekly episodes. You can also catch our previous shows via your favorite podcast and music platforms everywhere. Be sure you're following us via social media at Brazenly Shady. And until the next battle of shenanigans, later days. Bye.